maize culture faces two new problems, one being the use of maize as a biofuel and the increment of prices where it directly affects the Mexican population. The other problem being the genetically modified maize. It's almost personally offensive and religiously that you're playing God, as if it were. This is very sensitive, and especially when you take corn to be used for other purposes other than to be eaten or be worshipped, but rather to be put into a car, it becomes a highly controversial issue.
So even today, for some people, it's unthinkable that maize, the divine food, should end up in a petrol tank. Well beyond Mexico, the idea of genetic modification of crops still causes deep unease, as much religious as scientific, a sense that the natural order is being disturbed, that humans are trespassing on territory that's properly reserved to the gods. In a very real sense, the Mexican maize god is still alive, and he's not to be trifled with. In the next program, we'll be turning from the food of the gods to the vessels that it's cooked in. We'll be in Japan with some of the oldest pottery in the world and the birth of the stew. You can see this object in close-up and browse hundreds more at the A History of the World website. Go to bbc.co.uk/A History of the World.